Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Today's day, January 6th, episode 111. Let's just get started in with our tip-off topics and leading off with the Jimmy Butler saga that we talked about last week. It has turned, I guess you would say, ugly again for Jimmy Butler as Miami announced that Jimmy Butler has been suspended for 7 games for multiple instances for contact detrimental to the team over the course of the season and particularly in the last several weeks. Now, folks, I want you to understand something. Everywhere that Jimmy Butler has been over the course of his career seems to end up bad, right? He had this, you know, the infamous talk about when he left Miami, when he left Philadelphia was, oh, you picked Tobias Harris over me. There was the talk of when he left Minnesota, it was just that, you know, he didn't like playing with a lot of these young guys, particularly one in Karl Anthony Towns. You know, even his time in the Bulls kind of got, you know, went away. So this has been something that's been brewing for a guy that I do believe is in his 14th season and looking to be on his 15th. Now, folks, let's just, and the NBA Players Association is going to get involved in this because they don't think he should be suspended. And they do that all the time as the way that they should defend their players. Simply put, Jimmy Butler's going to act out because Jimmy Butler wants to leave, because Jimmy Butler knows that Riles isn't going to pay him, and he wants to get paid. Simply put, if they would have given Jimmy Butler this contract extension in the summer when he asked, this wouldn't be happening. But Riles didn't, and Riles wanted him to play. So now he's disgruntled because he wants out, and he's named a couple of teams. You hear the Heat, you hear the Nuggets, you hear the Suns, you hear the Lakers, you're hearing all these different teams, particularly, ready, folks, in the Western Conference, because if you're Riles, you're not even going to try and trade him to somewhere in the East. So it'll be interesting to watch what happens with Jimmy Butler, but sides are not cooling, and I fully expect Jimmy Butler to get moved at the trading deadline. In news that took place in the last couple hours, Shams Charania just reported that Kyrie Irving, star guard of the Dallas Mavericks, is out with a bulging disc in his lower back and expected to miss 1 to 2 weeks. This is a Dallas Mavericks team that's already about Luka Doncic. And, you know, there was video of Luka last week or over the weekend, and he didn't look too particularly good moving around. A Dallas Mavericks team that right now sits in sixth in the Western Conference, tied for fifth in the Western Conference. But you got to all remember, there are only 2 games in front of Minnesota, who is 10th. This team has lost 4 straight games. They don't look good. And if you take away those 2 scores, and a guy like a Tim Hardaway Jr. was moved at the deadline, well, this is a really big spot, honestly, folks. For Klay Thompson, scoring 14.2 points per game. PJ Washington is going to be 12.6. I expect you may see a little bit more out of Quentin Grimes, who's had a pretty good year at 10.1 points per game scoring and double figures in his last 4 games, including 26 on Friday night versus the Cavaliers. So, you know, if you're looking at it from a gambling sense, maybe look at a guy like Quentin Grimes if his points prop is at 10, you know, 9.5, 10.5, maybe 11.5, maybe look at someone like Quentin Grimes to get extra shot volume. But it's really going to be Grimes And it's really going to be, Klay Thompson at the guard spot, a little bit of Spencer Dinwiddie in regards to, can they keep this Dallas Mavericks team afloat in a loaded Western Conference that could happen? And by the time Kyrie gets back in 2 weeks, they could be on the outside looking in, meaning they in the play-in race in regards to being in seeds 7 through 10. Let's stay in the Western Conference with the best team, folks, you may say, in all of the NBA. And that is Oklahoma City Thunder, excuse me. An Oklahoma City Thunder that right now has a record of 30-5. Oklahoma City Thunder that has won 15 games in a row. And when you start to look at it, people were waiting. Well, where is the signature win? Where is the signature win? Where is it? Where is it? Well, folks, look what they did. And remember, the part of that 15-game win is, remember, they did lose in the championship of the NBA Cup, but that doesn't count in regards to winning streak. So I want to make sure everybody's clear of that. So everybody's waiting for, where's the big win? Where's the big win? Well, it happened this weekend. Within 48 hours, the Thunder took out the Knicks 117-107, a game in which New York was winning the first three quarters, and the defense of Oklahoma City, that doesn't get enough credit, absolutely suffocated New York, winning 37-19 in the fourth quarter. And then in the, what I would call, hold my beer moment, they turned around and they did it again last night. They went ahead and they beat Boston 105-92, outscoring them 29-12 in the fourth quarter. Simply put, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the MVP. We talked about it last week. And the play of this team is outstanding, particularly on the defensive end of the floor. Mark Dagnall's team is humming on all cylinders. And with the fact that they have the boatload of draft picks left, Sam Presti can put his chips to the middle of the table. And that makes Oklahoma City the best team in the NBA and should be your pick to win the NBA title. Speaking out west, staying there, we talked about Phoenix a little bit more, Jimmy Butler. Tensions are brewing with the Phoenix Suns. Chris Haynes reported late last night that rookie Ryan Dunn out of Virginia and Mason Plumlee are going to replace Bradley Beal and Yusuf Nurkic in the Suns starting lineup. Listen, these guys are going to be rumored to be possibly be moved. I think with this Beal's disgruntled. I think this is about Beal waiving his no trade clause. It's interesting that all of a sudden today, now they're talking about him waiving it. It's going to be interesting to watch is what is going on in a Phoenix Suns team that does play the 76ers tonight at home, a team that's really tremendously underachieved. We know we can sit there and look about the games that they have not all played together, but simply put, this team right now is 3-7 in their last 10. They're lost their last four. They're three games on the 500, and they are right now the 12th seed in the Western Conference. Tensions are brewing, and after getting rid of Frank Vogel and bringing Mike Budenholzer, they can't fire Bud, so someone's going to be moved, and it's probably going to be these two. Last topic, women's basketball injury update. Paige Beckers went out with a knee injury versus Villanova. They said lower body, but I believe it was the knee, with about 1:17 left to go in the third quarter, and a blowout win by the UConn Huskies. And it raises the question when it comes to Paige in regards to availability. This is a Paige Beckers that has missed, I do believe, a year and a half due to injuries. And if you look at this team, which I still think, if she is healthy, they are, I think, the biggest challenger to South Carolina. I don't care who's number one in the country. They need Paige back. A Paige Beckers that's getting you 20 points per game, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. 56% from the floor, 40% from three. I know they got Sarah Strong. I know they got AZ Fudd. They're working their way back. They got Chen coming off the bench playing well. Arnold's playing well at 5.4 points per game. But they need Paige. If Paige Beckers is not at 100% and coming back.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
For UConn, there's no chance that this team can win a national championship. Coming up next, we're switching it up. No award tour this week. We're going to go to the NBA and go big scouting report. We have a bunch of games tipping off Tuesday. Lakers are taking on the Mavs, Celtics, Nuggets, and then Thunder versus Cavs. So a bunch of games we'll talk about in Bucks, Spurs. We'll get into those games in the scouting report for the NBA as we come back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Stay tuned.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Let's get into our NBA scouting report as we look at a bunch of really enticing games in the NBA. On Tuesday night, leading off with a game that's lost a little bit of luster now with the Kyrie injury, and that's the Lakers at the Mavs. If you take a look at this game, you know, right now the predicted score according to Sports Grid would be the Mavericks by 6. I think that's, well, obviously it's based off of what we thought before Kyrie has gotten hurt. This is the first matchup I want to also add on. And if you look at the Lakers team is starting to play much better basketball. Winners of, I do believe, 4 of their 5 last 5 games, going against a team that's really struggling here in Dallas with now the injuries to Luka and Kyrie. So when you take a look at this, like I said, Mavericks lost 4 games in a row, and they've given up 126, 134. So to me, 2 ways you can look at this. Number one, you just take the Lakers minus points. I don't think it's going to be a terribly large spread, even though it's on the road. Maybe it's like a 4.5, 5.5-point spread for the Lakers here. But you also can look at the team total under for Dallas. If you look at Dallas, 122, 99, 100, 122, those last 4 games. And if you look at the fact of losing your 2 best shot creators, right, meaning Luka and Kyrie, that could not only score for themselves but create for others, well, it's got to be like a Spencer Dinwiddie. Well, and Clay's game isn't that. So to me, you can look at also the Dallas team total under in this matchup. It'll be interesting to see how the lines come out. Remember, all these lines will come out tomorrow morning, and then obviously Tuesday morning, and then obviously at some point during Tuesday, I'll have my scouting report as you know we have this first matchup between the Lakers and the Mavs. Moving on to the next matchup, and it's a big one. And it's Boston at Denver. Now, when you look at this matchup, this is the second leg of the TNT doubleheader. You got to wonder, you know, the Celtics team, which, you know, has been, I don't want to say up and down. They've had some interesting losses, but they had a really, really good win on Friday night, winning Houston by 23. I mean, that's saying something to what they did to Ime Udoka. Versus a Nuggets team that's playing good basketball as well. But if you look at what's going on here, folks, you know, you have to look at the fact of in the last 5 games, yes, it's Indiana twice and one of them's a loss, but it's also at Houston and at Minnesota, right? And then you look at the fact of the Nuggets and their situation is they've played San Antonio twice, Atlanta, Utah, Detroit in the last 5 games. So who's had the harder schedule, right? Who has been challenged more? It's been Boston. So I think that's something that you want to look at here. It's probably looking at Boston minus the points here or Boston on a money line. It probably is going to be extremely, I would say, short spread in this matchup. Aaron Gordon's already listed as out for Denver. No one on the injury report, which obviously you will not see until tomorrow morning. Remember, NBA injury reports, they come out every hour on the 30. So starting, I think, about 8:30 in the morning, you'll get hourly scouting injury reports. You can go right to NBA.com and you can go see that. And obviously, more times than not, the lines will move before you even see them. So it'll be interesting a matchup there. You know, you can always look at the play of Nikola Jokic and what he can do. Nikola Jokic is averaging 31.5, 13, and 9.7. Triple-double and, you know, two of his last four games, and the other two of them, he missed it by either one rebound or one assist, including getting 40-plus the last two. So obviously you're going to look at Nikola Jokic, maybe PRA, as Boston will try and send Porzingis or one of the bigs at him, but he always seems to give all those guys trouble. So maybe look at some kind of PRA for the Joker. Next matchup is the Thunder at the Cavs, and this is a big one because if the Thunder can finish this out and knock off Knicks, Boston, Cleveland in a span of a week, then that's it. Then they would have to be, and if they're not, they would have to be the favorites to win the NBA title. I mean, there's no other way around it, right? Right now, Boston is still at 2-1. Oklahoma City is 3.5-1. If I'm Oklahoma City and you think Oklahoma City is going to win and you think they're going to win the title, those odds are going to move. So I'm not going against this team. I'm going to take Oklahoma City to go ahead and get the win. I also think we're looking at a big under in this game. I think you look at it, like you look at the teams, 223.2 for Oklahoma City, 228. I think it's going to be around that 225 mark. I think this is going to be a heavyweight fight. I'm looking OKC, and I am looking the under in this matchup. Last matchup to talk about really quickly are the Bucks at the Spurs. And to me, this is all about like Wemby and Giannis, right? Like, to me, Wemby is like the Giannis on steroids. And it's going to be an intriguing matchup between teams that are just hovering around 500. The Spurs, I think their win total is about 31, 33 and a half, I think. And they're obviously going to look like they're going to hit over that. Milwaukee playing much better basketball here. For me, I'm looking at a win by the Milwaukee Bucks. When we come back, you know, and really quick, and I think it's important to talk about Victor Wembanyama, right? I don't think people understand the expectations for this young man and what this guy has done in the NBA really as a, you know, as a teenager, right? 19, 20 years old, the way he has played. Honestly, folks, the way he has carried himself. Do remember that this game between the Bucks and the Spurs, this game is on Wednesday night. So is the Thunder Cavaliers game. So I just want to make sure people understand that. So that'll be on scattering reports when we come to those two games. But I just want people to make sure they tune in and watch the appreciation of a Victor Wembanyama. Think about how Giannis was as a young player and what happened when he put on the weight. When Wemby puts on the weight, he may be the best player in the planet, and it's coming soon. Coming up after the commercial break, we'll get into our college scouting report. We'll look at a bunch of games.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tuesday, Auburn taking on Texas. SEC, that's weird, right? Tennessee at Florida. We also have a couple other games in the Big East and Kentucky, Georgia. We'll be back with the College Scouting Report after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Let's get to the College Scouting Report as we preview a bunch of really good games in college basketball, tipping off Tuesday night with all three games involving ranked teams. What's great about college basketball now, folks, is you're now into conference play. And let's start off in the SEC, where my team, who I think is the best team in college basketball, the Auburn Tigers, head on the road to take on, yes, I'm saying it, Texas. It's still hard to kind of roll that off my tongue that Texas is in, obviously, the SEC. So this is a big matchup Tuesday, 9 p.m. Lions are out. Auburn is laying 10.5 points. And honestly, folks, this line makes sense, right? Why does this line make sense? It makes sense because of who Auburn has played this year. If you look at who they've gone and they've played and beaten, whether it's been on the road or on a neutral site, you know, they went and won at Houston. They went and beat Iowa State, North Carolina, Memphis on back-to-back-to-back days. Their only loss is a 6-point loss at Duke. And ever since losing to Duke, they've beaten Richmond by 40. They've beaten Ohio State by 38. They beat Georgia State by 40. They beat Purdue by 20. They beat my poor Monmouth Hawks by 30. And that was, I think they were being nice. And they beat Missouri by 18. And if you look at a team like Texas, the Longhorns, although they're sitting at a good record in 11-3, folks, they haven't really played what I would think would be the most challenging schedule, right? If you really look at it, you know, who have they played? So to me, this is, even though it's a large number, I'm going to go with the Auburn Tigers minus the points on the road at Texas. Next matchup should be a really good one between Tennessee and Florida. I do believe that Florida is the home team, and this is a 7 p.m. tip-off, I do believe, tomorrow night. And this game, if I'm not mistaken, has a slight favorite to the Florida Gators. I think I saw it at about 2.5 and 3.5 earlier today. So in this matchup here, I'm going to take Florida on the money line. I know that they just came off a really tough loss to Kentucky, but I do like Florida on the money line as they bounce back here. Obviously, you can look at someone like Walter Clayton Jr. To go over his 17.5 points. I know Tennessee is very, very good defensively, but Walter Clayton Jr. is one of the best and most dynamic scorers. So Walter Clayton over his points, pop 17.5, and Florida with the win on the money line. Next matchup, Kentucky at Georgia. Not going against, this is one of these ones where you get into this 3.5, 4.5 point. What do we do? What do we do? Georgia's been one of the surprise teams of the SEC, and they are 3.5 point dogs. So ready? I wasn't going to do it, but now I'm going to do it. Georgia on the money line. Know my deal. If it's 4.5 or less, and it is an unranked home dog versus a ranked road favorite, I always go the other way. I did it one time. I didn't do it. I think it was last week, and I was right. But I do think Georgia gets its big win of the year. Last matchup, Georgetown was done a really good job at Cooley in this year versus Marquette. I do like Marquette here. I think Marquette is right now probably the class of the Big East with Liam McNeely out. This is an 8 p.m. game, and the line is 12.5. So I'm going to be looking at Marquette minus 12.5 to get the win. Let's get to our buzzer beater, folks. And an interesting story that came out of college basketball yesterday. There is a star player, and obviously for me being in New Jersey, I know about her, named Kiyomi McMiller. Rutgers was going to play home versus USC, and they suspended Kiyomi. I've gotten word of what it is. I don't want to get into it because I don't have enough confirmation on it. But basically, she was suspended, and she went on social media to basically apologize for not playing. This girl is scoring 20 points per game. She's a dynamic scorer. She's one of the best one-on-one players I've seen in college basketball in a long time. I will tell you right now, Kiyomi McMiller is going to be in the transfer portal. She's going to leave Rutgers, which is a shame because she was doing the last 2 years. She played at Burlington Life Center Academy in South Jersey. But I do expect Kiyomi to leave. Folks, simply put, the NIL, it ain't about the name on the front. It's about the name on the back. And she's looking at the name on the back, and she's going to transfer. This has been your Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 111. For all things sports gambling, download the SportsGrid app, pregame, endgame, postgame, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. We'll be back with another Betting Above the Rim podcast on Wednesday to air on Thursday. From my producer, Maddie George, and Vinny, who always does a great job with the graphics. Remember, folks, it's smarter to be on SportsGrid. Good night.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.